May the Lord help us to commence our service this evening with hymn 778. 778. Though straight be the way, with dangers beset, and we on the way are no farther yet, our good guide and Saviour has helped us thus far, and 'tis by his favour we are what we are. Hymn 778.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. We'll read together the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Daniel, chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshippeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live for ever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshippeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews, whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counsellors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counsellors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. May God bless to us that reading from his holy word. May he teach us each how to pray. Kind and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee for gathering us here together this evening around thy word in this house of prayer. And Lord, we gather for what is the last service of another year in this place, and pray, Lord, that thou would condescend to grant us thy presence here once more. Lord, we do pray that thy presence might be known and felt among us this evening as we meet for worship. And indeed, with those, Lord, who may be gathering with us through the live stream, we do pray, Lord, that thou bless thy own word to our souls this evening. We have just read of the glory of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we do pray that as we read in thy word of thy wondrous power to deliver and to save, Lord, and how thou art able to keep and to bless thy poor, unworthy people, Lord, we do pray that we may be encouraged, and Lord, that we may come unto thee in prayer with what may seem to be impossible things for us. Lord, may we find that thou art still the same, the Lord God omnipotent reigning, and that with heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. We pray then that thou bless this church and congregation, and do, Lord, grant them time to look back as they come to the end of another year, that they may see and trace out all the way the Lord their God has led them. And grant, Lord, that there may be that time of pondering, that time of thinking upon all that thou hast done. Lord, and may there be that consideration of all our many failings and sin. And Lord, truly then, in the light of our sin and failing and unbelief, oh, we see so many mercies. And we can truly then enter in to what is said, that thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou grant us then that time that we may truly look back and, Lord, trace out those dealings with us. May there be those persuasions here and there that thou art dealing with us as a father with his children. Lord, that thou art dealing with us in that familiar way, in that particular way, in a way that thou dost not deal with the world, but the way in which thou dost lead and guide and teach thy people. And Lord, may there be those confirmations to us that we are numbered among them, that we are walking in that way, which is that straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life. Grant us, Lord, the encouragement as we draw to the end of another year and look, if we are spared, to the year that lies before us. Oh, may we be encouraged that he that has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And Lord, may we be confident in thy word. May our faith be enlarged as we enter into another year, that thou will go on before us and lead us in that right way, that thy grace will prove sufficient for us, and that thy mercy and love might keep us and bring us onward and heavenward. Lord, do deliver us from unbelief. Deliver us from that God-dishonouring sin. Lord, may we truly understand. May we be blessed with the Holy Spirit teaching and leading us into the truth as it is in Jesus. And Lord, may we be content with such things as we have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. O Lord, we pray that we may not be left to murmur, to be discontented. But may we rather fall before thee. May we come to thy feet, be brought low to thy feet. Or maybe be blessed with that true grace of humility, humbled before the living God, and hoping and trusting in thy love and thy mercy. Lord, we pray that Satan may be kept from us, who would seek to make us unconfident, who would take away and undermine and seek to pull down any hope, who would make us question thy dealings and seek to reason. Oh, we pray that we may be given a childlike faith, that we may cast all our care upon him, for he careth for you. And Lord, that we may cast our burden upon the Lord, and do sustain us, Lord, in all the unknown way. Lord, we have thy promises in thy word. We have the revealed will of God in the pages of Holy Scripture. Oh Lord, do help us to search the Scriptures. Lord, do teach us and guide us May the Holy Spirit prompt us to pray for those things which are according to thy will. Lord, make us aware and understand and know the promises in thy word. Help us to plead them at the throne of grace. Lord, there are many things that are unknown. The secret will of God, not known to us. Keep us from speculation or guessing, Lord, where we have no sight. Grant us true living faith, that we may walk by faith and not by sight, and trusting in thee, though at times there is a cloud between, though at times the way is dark, at times we cannot see very far ahead. Oh, that thy word might be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and that thou wilt shine upon us and shine, Lord, into our hearts. May the glorious gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ shine into the darkness of our hearts by nature. May there be that revealing of our sin. And Lord, may there be that being brought before thee in confession and true repentance and godly sorrow. Oh, make us ashamed of ourselves and our sin. And bring us to look to the Lord Jesus. May Christ be revealed and made precious. Our only hope is in thy blood. Remember me, O Lord, for good. O Lord, reveal the secret love of God. Oh, may it be shed abroad in each heart. Oh, may there be a realization by the grace of God that they are loved with an everlasting love. Oh, see their being chosen in Christ Jesus before the world was made. Oh, Lord, we pray then, do touch each heart, we pray. Be with any who have come to the close of this year, in whose hearts there is some sadness. They have not found that which they have sought and longed and looked for. Oh, we pray that it might please thee even at the close of this year, that the Saviour of sinners appears in his glory. Oh, speak, Lord, out pardon and peace into their souls. Be with any, Lord, who have the sorrow and sadness of loss and bereavement. Lord, who look to the year ahead and there is loneliness and what seems to be trouble or difficulty of one sort or another. Any, Lord, who may feel apprehensive, fearful of the unknown way, shrinking from what might be, oh, we pray, Lord, that thou make known thy gracious presence. And may it be my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Lord, when we come to the close of a year, oh Lord, do we know thee more now than we did at the beginning? Oh, have we grown in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? Lord, have we walked in thy ways? Have we known thy presence? Have we heard thy voice? O Lord, these things search us out. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou would bless us and help us, Lord, that we may not go in our own strength. Lord, that we may not go in our own way or in our own wisdom. But grant, Lord, that we may be clinging and cleaving to thee. Oh, Lord, we pray that because of our sin and weakness and failing, oh, Lord, do hold us fast and keep us close to thee. Lord, lest we wander, or lest we loiter. Oh, we pray, Lord, keep us as the apple of thine eye. Hide us beneath the shadow of thy wing. Lord, do keep Satan from us, his thoughts and his temptations. Bind us close, we humbly pray. Oh, we do ask, Lord, that thou would help the children and the young people. Lord, we pray that thou would guide and direct them in the choices and decisions that they have. Incline their hearts. Lord, put thy good spirit within them. Call them by thy grace while they are young in life. Oh, we do pray that thou would put that spirit within. Oh, that it might, Lord, be that they are found as pillars in the church here. Oh, Lord, that they may not depart from thee all the days of their lives. Grant, Lord, that help. And, Lord, we pray that thou bless parents and help them with the very many burdens and cares there are. Lord, we live in difficult times in our nation, difficult times in this period of time we are living through as the church is here below, the one true church of God. Lord, we pray that thou would arise and shine and breathe life. And Lord, may there be light and life and liberty granted. We pray that thou bless this cause of truth. Add to the church, we pray. Build them up in their most holy faith. And grant, Lord, a gathering in from the congregation into the church, we beseech thee. Grant, Lord, thy blessing upon this neighbourhood and fill the empty seats with praying, seeking, longing souls. Glorify thyself here in salvation. O Lord, we beseech thee that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we do come and praise and thank thee for every mercy. Pray, Lord, that thou go on to be gracious further still. Lord, we ask that thou take away our sin. We pray that thou wash us in the Redeemer's precious blood. O Lord, grant us that good hope through grace of a righteousness, a hiding place, that refuge for sinners. Oh, may we be clothed with the robe of righteousness, that great day, that we may not stand as we are, but stand in him. Oh, that we may be found in him. Oh, that we may be holy, unblameable and unreprovable in the sight of God, as we are found in Jesus Christ. Do remember us then for good. Do pardon and forgive our every sin. May the Lord, the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. We ask these things, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 289 to 89. Thus far my God has led me on, and made his truth and mercy known. My hopes and fears alternate rise, and comforts mingle with my sighs. Hymn 289.
Thank you.
you turn with me to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3. And with the Lord's help, this evening I'll speak to you from verses 20 and 21. Ephesians chapter 3, and the last two verses, 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This is the prayer of the Apostle Paul. In verse 14, he says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And we have really, before the next two chapters, the next three chapters, the precepts, the gospel precepts, Paul comes to this prayer, a prayer for the reader of the epistle, the church at Ephesus, but a prayer for the whole church of God to the end of time. And as we come to the close of the year, and maybe there are those with hearts that have concerns and anxiety, there are those things maybe that haven't been straightened out as you thought they might be this year, those things that are still a burden, a trouble to you. Maybe you're carrying a fresh burden which you didn't begin the year with, but you're now carrying it through into the new. Or maybe it's the fear of the unknown way. Each day really is a new day, isn't it? We do not really know what a day nor an hour may bring forth. But in particular, when we come to this close of a year and then we have the change of year, the calendar year, and we think, what will 2023 be? What will it bring? What is in store for us? What has the Lord purposed, determined, might be in our path? What our lot might be? Well, it will be a wonderful thing if you and I are brought to know something of our text this evening. Unto him that is able. Oh, what a precious thought. What a precious thing for our thoughts this evening. Unto him that is able. Oh, when we come to the throne of grace, oh, may that be impressed upon us by Almighty God, that he is able. Oh, may there be nothing that we feel we cannot bring, anything that we think is too hard, anything that we think is beyond him. Now unto him that is able. He is able. Oh, friends, that there is a great source of comfort. If the Holy Spirit was to apply this word to you and me, you may feel unable. Maybe this year you've been brought low. Maybe you've been weakened in the way. Maybe this year has stripped you of your of self-confidence. Good thing that is. If our confidence is not in ourselves, but oh, to have this confidence in God. Oh, the Lord weakening us, bringing us in necessity to call upon Him for help, call upon Him in a day of trouble. The promise stands, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Oh friends, it's been much on my mind on what the Lord has revealed in his will. You know, there's so much speculation. We can spend so much time wondering and speculating on what really is the secret will of God and lose sight of the blessing of what he has revealed, what he's given us in his word, what he's revealed around us in our lives, what he's revealed in the created world that we are living in, what he has done for his church throughout the ages, what he's left on record, the testimony of his power and his wondrous ability. He is able. Oh, he is able. Paul says, now unto him that is able to do. Able to do. Oh, do you need something done? Is that how you come this evening? Oh, that something might be done. Something done, do you say, in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Something done in my soul. Something done about that great weight of sin I feel. Something done about my dreadful plague of unbelief. Now, unto him that he's able to do. Oh, we have a God not far off, but one that is nigh at hand. A wonder-working God who's able to do. His poor, unworthy people are brought at times, oh, they don't know what to do. Neither know we what to do. Well, I wonder if a few of you, you've proved it this year. You've been brought, have you, to those times you didn't know what to do. But then, up went your eyes. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Oh, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He's able to do. Him that is able to do. Friends, we read, you might say, at first when we went to Daniel chapter 3, maybe you thought, why are we reading Daniel chapter 3 at the end of the year? Well, it was so with me that the mind of those three, the Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Oh, what faith is displayed as they responded to this wicked request that they should bow down and worship this golden image. Oh, those words. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Oh, we're not overly, we're not full of care as we give our answer. We have confidence as we stand before this great king. Oh, to have this confidence, this same God-given confidence. Oh, I wonder how you and I would be. Oh, would we excuse ourselves and bow down? Or would we stand as those three? This was what they said. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able. They knew it. Do you know it? Do you know what they know? This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. They said, our God, whom we serve, is able. What about your God, whom you are serving? Is he able? Is he able? Nebuchadnezzar's gods, the gods of Babylon, weren't able, were they? They weren't real gods. They were the work of men's hands. Oh, is your God able? Is he proving to you, here a little, there a little, that he is able? If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able. He's able to deliver. He's able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Oh, friends, maybe you feel that this evening. What's before you? Maybe there's something, one of you or a number of you, and you do have those things that have been made known. And it feels like a day of trouble is brewing before you. I'm not talking for the moment about that great day of trouble, but a day, something that you've been made aware of. It appears you've got to face it. Maybe it is next year. Oh, our God, whom we serve, is able. He is. Oh, there's a few here who could say that, isn't there, this evening? The Lord has brought you into something. And he's held you up in it. And he's carried you. And he's brought you through it. Or he's bringing you and bearing you up in it and bringing you through it at present. And you can say this evening, our God, whom we serve, is able. Oh, and we worship him. And like the Apostle Paul, it's now unto him that is able, unto him be glory, unto him that is able, unto him be glory in the church of God by Christ Jesus. Oh, that there is heartfelt worship because your God is able. And he's proved it to you. There's been some sweet demonstration of his power. He's turned and he's smiled upon you in a time of trouble, and he's brought you up out of a difficult place, out of a day of distress. He's put strength in you when you felt to be at your wit's end. And you can say this evening, our God, whom we serve, is able. And he's able to deliver. He's able to deliver us from this trouble that we were in. And he will deliver. He doth deliver. And what did we find here? We found their testimony before this wicked king. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Oh, they had no power to deliver themselves, but they knew that if the Lord did not wish for them to go into that furnace, then they would not go in. They knew that their times were in the Lord's hand. And they knew that if they were to be thrust into the furnace, there was no lack, there was no weakness on the part of their God, but that it must be according to his holy sovereign will. Not because he wasn't able, not because he had no power, and not because he didn't love them. He is able. And then we have the "but if not." We're resolved to still hold fast and stand for what we believe. What a place to be. Oh, friends, if you and I are brought to a trial of our faith like this, oh, may when that test comes, our prayer be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, who at this time of persecution was able to put strength in them, that they were made willing to fall into the hands of the living God, and so be in the hand of that king. And then we find, don't we, that the king Nebuchadnezzar gives that solemn command, and these three godly men are bound and thrown into this furnace that's heated seven times more than it's normally heated. Oh, friends, these are shocking things we read. We know the end of the matter. But the trial of the faith of these men. What a witness they bore! What a testimony to the Lord God of Israel! Before this great king, probably the greatest king at that time in the earth. And this blessed witness, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship thy golden image which thou hast set up. You know, dear friends, He is able to keep, isn't he? This God whom we worship, whom we serve, He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's able to deliver, but he's able to sustain, and he's able to keep, and he's able to maintain his people. Those that are brought by his grace in the love of Christ to profess faith in him. Oh, the wonderful ability, the power that he has to keep them, to uphold them in the way, to hold them up in times of trial and difficulty. He is able. My mind, in thinking of this, went to that closing part of Jude's epistle. The epistle of Jude, and at that last two verses, with this closing benediction to the epistle, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Oh, you know, he kept them from falling, didn't he? Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. How easy it would be to fall before the golden image and save their own lives and thereby bringing reproach on their God, denying whose they are and whom they serve. But they're only men. They're only natural men, aren't they? And who can do these great things except God be for them, God be with them? And what about the Church of God in 2022 or 2023 soon? And at times when there's difficulty and maybe there's persecution and maybe there's times to stand and be counted. Maybe there's times to be tested. Maybe there's times in your life, will be, or maybe there has been, when you've been put to the test. Oh, may our prayer be unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Or who is able to put that special strength that you might stand for what you believe, be unwavering, unmovable in the things of God, able now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Every child of God that is brought safely into heaven at last, and every child of God is, but that witness to the God who is able to keep. What a witness. They're able to keep them from falling. Falling finally and utterly. Friends, there are times when left to ourselves, we prove our own weakness and insufficiency. Oh, but the mercy of God. In keeping his people from falling utterly. Oh, that they cannot fall out of that covenant of grace. They cannot fall through those everlasting arms that are holding them up. They may fall into them. They may fall down into them. Oh, but they're not able to fall through those arms, out of his reach, out of his gracious hold and embrace, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Oh, the glory due to his holy name. Oh, this one, this glorious one who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Oh, there's such a fullness here, isn't there? When we think of the great need that we have, oh, you and I, surely we have great need. Oh, when we see the world that lies in sin around, and then we turn our eyes inward and we see something of the depravity of our hearts, the sinfulness, the wickedness, that the corruptions that are there through our nature, oh, and the power of sin, and our natural willingness through the fall to run in the ways of sin. Oh, what great need. What need we stand in need of every day of the Lord's mercy and favour and help. And what large and seemingly impossible things that there are for us, particularly those who have been constrained by the love of Christ to take up their cross and follow, seemingly impossible at times, is that profession of faith, is the command, the exhortation to walk worthy of the high calling. Oh, and you look back, maybe you've come to the end of 2022, and you look back and you think, oh, what a poor profession. What many failings on my part. What a poor witness. What a weak and sinful creature. Oh, there doesn't seem much in what you've done. If you look at how you've felt and how you've acted and how you've responded at times throughout the year. And then you think of the year to come and you wonder, because we're getting older and there's weakness of body and mind, we're not getting better. We're not getting stronger. No, and Satan doesn't seem to get weaker. He doesn't seem to let up. Lord, the natural man seems to get weaker and weaker day by day. Oh, what need then to cast ourselves into the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ, to fall at his feet, and ask and to plead for that help. Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, keep me. Oh, Lord, deliver me. Oh, maybe you feel that all your sin and Satan seems to be trying to throw you into that furnace. Friends, there's a precious thing that we saw and read, didn't we? Oh, that king got his way, didn't he? He got his mighty men to bind these three. And he threw them into that furnace, bound. They were just ready to go up in flames. And there would be the end of them, surely. And wouldn't he have the rage against them be satisfied. Oh, but the Lord's power, this God whom we serve, is able to deliver. Though you thought he might deliver you by now, did you? You thought he would have arisen for your help by now? You thought, surely I'm not going to be made to go through with this, am I? Surely he's going to arise for my help. Friends, the dealings, the mysterious dealings at times of our God, whom we serve and worship. Oh, the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. It was agreeable to his holy will that they should be thrown bound into that furnace that was heated 7 times more. And what was it for? It was for the honour and the glory of God. And it was to fulfil what the Apostle Paul said, all things work together for good to them that love God. He said, how can this fiery furnace be any good for them? Well, dear friends, we saw it, we read it, didn't we? Oh, what did the king see? Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? He said, lo, I see 4 men loose. Oh, this fiery furnace has given them liberty. They went in bound. They're now loose. They went in 3. There's now 4. Oh, what a precious thing. Oh, this is the God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought that the Lord would presence himself, that there would be one in the midst with them? Oh, what a precious, precious thing. You know, friends, maybe you shrink from things. Maybe you're fearful of things. Maybe there's some things that are lying before you. Or maybe it's, you wonder how you'll be. Oh, that this same God will appear on your behalf. That the Lord with you. That the Lord with you in this fiery furnace, that the Lord so turning what should be the complete end of everything into a place like no other, where there's praise and honour and glory to God, where this fiery furnace is turned into one where there's life and liberty, not death and destruction, but the presence of the Lord made known. In all their afflictions, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he led them and bore them and carried them all the days of old. Oh, this is that the Lord with his people, in their trials, in their troubles, in their days of fiery furnace, the presence of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord resting upon them. This is a trial sanctified. When you don't run away from it, they had their liberty. They didn't walk out. They were there, walking. They were in fellowship. Oh, friends, this is a precious thing when we know fellowship with the Lord Jesus himself in our trials and in our afflictions. Oh, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. They were called out. He commanded them, this king, Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, he came to the entrance of the mouth of the burning fiery furnace. And he called them, come forth and come hither. Oh, they were happy there. Do you believe it? Do you believe it, friends? They didn't go out as soon as the flames had burnt through what was binding them. Oh, they stayed. Oh, this is the presence of the Lord. When the bitter is made sweet. And when the furnace, is made a place of rest and peace. Oh, this is the presence of the Lord. And may you and I know it more as we go on. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, may the glory of the Lord be upon the church of God. May it be upon you as a church here at Swavesey. May the glory of the Lord be upon you each. May you know this blessing of the Lord. My presence shall go with thee. In the furnace, out the furnace. The Lord's abiding presence. Oh, then you have real joy. Then you have, real blessing. Oh, may the Lord so lay these things upon our hearts. You're asking a great thing. That he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. The deliverance, what about the fiery furnace? What about the day of your death? What about your sin and what it deserves, the punishment of an everlasting, an eternal punishment in hell. Oh, may the Lord do exceeding abundantly above all that you seekers feel that you can ask or think, and turn your sorrow into joy, your darkness into light, and your death into life, and may the glory unto him be the glory, not to you, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Richard Field will preach next Lord's Day morning online, and Mr. Hadley is expected to preach in the evening and also a week on Friday. Let us close with hymn 329. 329. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Hymn 329.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.